هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه. Kurdish fashion designer Lara Dizayi, welcome to SBS Kurdish. We're very delighted to have you on our show. You must have been very excited about your design collection being showcased at Paris Fashion Week. It's a huge achievement. How do you feel?
Hi, Maida. Thank you for having me today. Yes, I'm very happy. I was very happy with the results and grateful that I was part of Paris Fashion Week. And I just... was very thrilled to see everybody loves my design.
Is this the first time your work has been showcased at Paris Fashion Week?
Yes, it was the first time for a Kurdish costume to be showcased in Paris Fashion Week, and I think also the first time for a Kurdish designer to be part of Paris Fashion Week.
And did you have to wait a long time to be in Paris Fashion Week?
No, not really. I started my line, my own Kurdish haute couture line, a year ago, a little over a year ago, like maybe 15 months ago, and I started designing Kurdish costumes just to share the beauty of our culture with the world. And I, once my designs were featured on Vogue magazine, Arabia, just a few weeks after my designs were featured in Vogue, then the Paris team reached out to me and asked me to be part of Paris Fashion Week in July.
Okay. How did you react when you got told your work will be featured at the Paris Fashion Week?
I was very excited. I was very happy, but really not surprised because I put in so much work, so many hours, and I designed them with so much hope, with so much love. I just knew that one day it would reach the world stage.
Being positive is very good.
Yeah, I've always been positive. Since day one, I designed with a hopeful heart for a better future for Kurdistan, for my people. And, you know, all of my designs are inspired by a story. Mm-hmm. And they're each named based on the story that inspired. So I love to share stories through my designs.
Now, talking about your designs and all that, how would you describe your designs and your work?
My designs represent beauty, hope, strength, power, empowerment, the richness of our culture. And those who wear my costumes, they really feel all those beautiful emotions. They just transform into the character that I name. And they tell me it's a very beautiful feeling when they wear my designs. So that just makes me happy.
You're quite the global citizen, a Kurd who was born in Austria, raised in the US, and lived in Erbil for 15 years. How has this shaped your work?
I've traveled my whole life. I love to travel, and I adapt to change very quickly. And I think traveling just shapes you positively in so many different ways. So I think that traveling around the world, and I love to connect my culture with other vibrant traditions, that has definitely shaped my work. I enjoy traveling and I learn so much when I travel.
Now, Lara, do you draw your influences from your cultural heritage? If so, how?
I'm inspired by my family's rich history, the Dizay family. Growing up, seeing my grandmother and my aunts wearing the most beautiful Kurdish costumes, they were just so regal and so many different patterns and rich colors and layer over layer. So I was always in awe when I would see my grandmother dressed always in Kurdish clothes. And it was a lot of different layers. So they inspire me in so many different ways. And on my website, you can actually see those photos of my grandmother and my aunt. They're black and white photos because they're very old photos, but they inspired me to actually start my own line of Kurdish haute couture and just bring back that regalness, that rich culture and tradition that we have.
You mentioned it's your goal to raise awareness about the Kurdish culture. Off the back of that, as a woman, what does it mean to have your work showcased on such a reputable and recognized platform like Paris Fashion Week?
I think it's so important to share your culture with the world because you can, once you connect your culture with other vibrant traditions and cultures, you know, that's just another form of soft diplomacy. There are other ways to promote your homeland. There are other ways to share stories and raise awareness around your culture. And that's your identity. Who are we without our culture? So for me, it was very important. It's not just only design. It's a representation of your own identity, of your people, and fashion nowadays, the platform that I have, I can use it in ways that I think is very important, just to share the beauty of our culture with the world and just have them see how beautiful and rich our culture is through my designs. The colors, the colors that I use represent the landscape of Kurdistan. It's very mountainous. It's very green.
Yes, they're amazing colors.
They're amazing colors, and that's why you saw a lot of pop of colors during my fashion show, because that represented the landscape of Kurdistan.
I understand you worked in the oil and gas industry before making the switch into fashion. Is fashion something you have always been interested in?
So I haven't made the switch. I still am an oil and gas professional. I have a full-time job.
Oh, I see.
And I, yeah, but I do this. So I design after work. I have my own studio where I go and design, and I draw sketches, and I try to find the fabrics that I actually envision in my own mind, in my imagination. But I've loved designing ever since I was a very young girl. And it was a part of me. Like, fashion has always been a part of me, but I just put it aside for so many years. And just the last few years, ideas kept growing, and the stories kept building up in my own imagination. I just didn't have any room anymore for other stories to grow. So I needed to bring all those designs out to make room for other designs in my own imagination. So I do both. I work full time, and after work and on the weekends, I work on my design at the studio.
As it's not easy starting something completely new, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced?
Well, the challenge I faced was during Paris Fashion Week, because I was informed just only 6 weeks before the show, and I only had 6 weeks to design 30 costumes and pair them with the appropriate jewelry. I was lucky that I used some of my designs from my first and second and third collection, because I had designed three collections within this past year. But I also modified and elevated a lot of those designs, and I created more for the show. Mm-hmm. So I had very little time to make sure I present very beautiful, very charming and elegant costumes. It was a lot of work. Only because, you know, the whole world is going to see this, and I'm a perfectionist. I wanted to make sure that I really am. Like, everything has to be perfect, from the jewelry to picking the models to making sure that each model will fit the costume. And so when I was there in Paris, that was another challenge I was facing, because I had a very little time to choose right then and there which models wear which design. Mm-hmm. But just by looking at their face, I right away knew, like, who can carry what design, so that they can, you know, complement each other. So that was a little challenging, but in the end, it worked out well.
Worked out very well. Lara, or where are you based, by the way? Are you based in Kurdistan or outside Kurdistan?
I'm based in Kurdistan. I work in Erbil, mm-hmm. but I travel a lot. I travel to Europe and to UAE and to the States.
What would some of your career highlights be, apart from Paris Fashion Week, of course?
Well, I'm in just 1 year to be featured in Vogue and do Paris Fashion Show. I'm just really honored that everybody just sees the beauty and feels it. You know, when I speak to people, they say they actually feel things when they look at my design, which is it warms my heart, because when I design with feelings. I put all my emotions into them. So to accomplish what I've accomplished in 1 year is just, I'm very proud. I've been invited to the Milan Fashion Show in September, but I will not be able to go to that one because I just don't have a lot of time. But I'm sure there is more to come.
That was going to be my next question, your future projects.
Yeah, future projects. I usually don't like to talk about my future plans. I think let's just keep that. When the time is right, we'll discuss it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Lara Dzey, it has been a pleasure having you on SBS Kurdish. We wish you all the best in future projects.
Thank you so much, Maya, for having me. Thank you.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bshobina.